Welcome to episode 90 of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast for the week of January 21st, 2008. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. In this week's episode of the Fredcast, sort of a special edition of the show featuring a number of interviews from the Outdoor Retailer Winter Market Trade Show. Following that, an update on the Fredcast Tours Transalpine Adventure, June 25th through July 4th. Finally, PodSafe cycling music to help you through your winter ride. So sit back, relax, and if you're riding your bike, hammer just a little bit harder, because here comes the Fredcast. The Fredcast is brought to you by listeners just like you. Thanks for your donations, and thank you for clicking the links at www.thefredcast.com. Doing so takes you to some great retailers where you will pay the same low prices as always, but they'll give just a little bit back to help support the show, hosting, and production of the Fredcast. Thanks so much for your support. Well, welcome back to the Fredcast. It's great to have you here. It's been a long and busy week. Sorry that the show is out just a little bit late, but I know you guys understand because I get your emails that tell me so. I tell you, my listeners are fantastic. Thanks for being with us. Today's show is sort of different. We're going to skip the news a little bit. We'll bring you some of that in the next couple of days. But in the meantime, we had sort of a special event here in the Park City, Salt Lake City, Utah area. And by that, I do not mean the Sundance Film Festival, which mercifully is over, because it means I can get a little bit more sleep and the traffic can die down around here. But no, what I'm really talking about is the Outdoor Retailer Winter Market. Now, if you're not familiar with this, the same folks who put on Interbike, a trade show that I bring to you every single year, also put on a number of other shows, including the Outdoor Retailer Show and the Action Sports Retailer Show. Now, Outdoor Retailer takes place here in Salt Lake City, Utah, and it happens twice a year. And in a way, it has a very similar format to that of Interbike. There are a couple of days outside where you get a chance to try the latest gear, and then several days inside in a regular trade show format. Now, the Outdoor Retailer Winter Market, as you might expect, focuses a lot more on winter sports and the kinds of products that retailers who specialize in winter sports might want to have in their retail stores. Nevertheless, it was a great chance for me to meet a couple of new manufacturers and see some old friends as well. And today I'm going to be bringing you some interviews from the Outdoor Retailer Winter Market Show so you get sort of a sense of what was there of interest to cyclists. And so to start off the interviews, here's an interview for those of you who enjoy your hydration packs, but have always been really disappointed when you took that last sip and you didn't realize your pack was empty. Here's a product that you're going to find very interesting. Oh, and by the way, before we get to that interview, just a quick note for those of you that are listening to the enhanced version of this podcast, I will be putting in photos of each of the products that we're talking about, as well as links right into the show, so that if you are listening on your iPod and you have the opportunity, you can look down, take a look at the picture of the product we're talking about. But if you're listening in iTunes, not only can you look at the picture of the product in your iTunes window, but you can also click right in there, right to the website of the manufacturer. All right, here we go with that first interview from Outdoor Retailer Winter Market. Here at Outdoor Retailer Winter Market, and I'm with Mike Ruggiero from N2K Corporation. I walked by, there's this cool digital thing he has attached to his hydration pack, and it's right near the bite valve. Mike, tell me what this is.
This is called the Hydroid, and it's a digital water gauge for hydration packs. And we're finally glad that somebody got around to inventing this. What you do is you cut about 2 inches off the feed tube, and you insert the feed tube into each end of the Hydroid, and then it's very easy to set up. You, no matter what it's displaying, you push the mode button for 3 seconds, and it comes to E-Flash, which is the easy mode. Also has an advanced mode, which allows you to choose, select ounces or liters or Fahrenheit or Celsius temperatures. But I like the easy mode because that's easiest. On the easy mode, you simply need the time of day, the volume of water you're putting into your bladder, and how long you want that to last. So we simply select the easy mode, and then it has a 12 or 24 hour clock. Once the time is programmed, you simply scroll through it, and then it comes up and asks you how many ounces of water are you putting into your bladder. Push and hold the adjust button, and it goes ahead and advances to 10. And once it gets to 10, it goes up in increments by 10. So we'll stop there, and we stopped at 30, and then we input that. And then it wants to know how long you want those 30 ounces to last. So we'll push the button and start adjusting up to 30, and we'll go for 30 minutes to make it easy. So 30 ounces for 30 minutes means that the device calculates a consumption rate of 1 ounce per minute. So once you have that in there, the unit is set and it's ready to go. So in order to start the meter function, you simply take a drink or you push the adjust button, and then it displays your 30 ounces that you put in, and you can see the little clock icon and your timer has begun. So just to kind of give you an example, I set this device up earlier today, and it's displaying 32 ounces remaining, and I just reset it, and it's 5 minutes into this, and I'll show you how it works.
He's taking a drink, by the way, which doesn't come off on audio.
And there you go. And it shows me that I'm overconsuming my water. So it flashes a full level gauge and it gives the overconsumption icon is lit. It will stay that way until the time elapses and the condition resolves itself or balances out. To make that real simple, if you have 30 ounces for 30 minutes and you're 15 minutes into your hike, if you're drinking into that 16th ounce, it will flash a warning and say you're drinking too fast. If you're below that 15 ounce point, it will just simply give you the time and temperature. And so it really relieves the pressure and the need to remember or check your water levels, because it provides you what you need to know. Our tagline is Need to Know H2O.
Where can people find information on it, and how much does it cost?
It will retail for $49.95, and our website is n2kh2o.com.
Great. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, I think one of the themes of the Outdoor Retailer Show, and at least my coverage of it, is I'm going to be telling you about a lot of products that I wish that I had had with me when I had done my recent multi-day trip, which was last year when I did the ride across California with my daughter, Emily. This is a product I wish that I had had, because I can't tell you the number of times I was sort of wondering what was back there in my hydration pack. So I think the Hydroid is really cool. Of course, again, links in the Enhanced podcast, and as always, links in the show notes. And one of those products is the one we're about to tell you about right now. It's the Solio Portable Solar Charger. This is something I wish I had with me on the ride across California last year, because when we would get to a camping destination, all the dads that were on the trip and all the moms would go searching out what ended up usually being just one electrical outlet so we could charge our cell phones, our GPSs, for me, my laptop computer, my audio recorder, and that was a real trouble. So I wish this was a product I had taken with me. So here's Erica from Solio telling us about her products. I'm at the Solio booth. I'm talking to Erica, and we are looking at these portable solar chargers. Tell me a little bit about your product.
So our product's called Solio. Like you said, solar portable chargers. What's really nice about our chargers is a lot of other solar chargers on the market, you have to be in the sun directly charging your device. With all of our products, they have internal lithium ion batteries, so you can just have it out in the sun and it actually stores the power in its internal battery. So you take it to go and use it when you need to use it. We have three different models. Really what differentiates the three is the size of the internal battery. With our most popular classic model, fully charged Solio, we'll be able to charge your cell phone about two and a half times before you'll have to recharge the actual unit itself. Another cool thing about Solio is, you know, you're about to go on a big bike, you know, expedition. You can actually charge it through the wall as well. So it is a hybrid. Plug it into the wall, it takes about 4 hours, or it takes about 8 hours of sunlight to charge up the internal battery. And it actually will retain that charge for up to a year. So it does store the power for quite a while.
Okay, so I'm out on a mountain bike adventure for a weekend, and I've got my GPS, I've got my cell phone, or maybe a portable two-way radio or something. How many charges am I going to get out of each of the individual ones for each of my devices, and how do I connect my devices to the Solio.
Definitely. So we have three models. We have our H1000, which is kind of portable on the go, built-in carabiner. Put it right on your back. Solar panels are exposed. You can charge while you're bicycling. A fully charged H1000 will charge your cell phone around 1.5 times before you'll have to recharge the actual unit. Our classic model, which everyone kind of says is our flower model because it fans open and gives you maximum solar exposure, you'll get about 2-2.5 charges on your cell phone before you recharge the unit. And then our newest model, the Magnesium Edition, is our biggest and beefiest model. Biggest internal battery, I'll actually charge my cell phone around 3-3.5 times before I have to recharge the actual unit itself. What's nice about Solio, it's a universal charger. So the way you attach all your devices is through one adapter cable, and then the package comes with different tips for all your different devices. One thing that really, I mean, extremely sets us apart from any other solar chargers is the fact that we have patented circuitry inside of it so that it actually syncs with your device and it's guaranteed to charge it at its correct rate. A lot of other solar chargers, you know, it's just taking the sun, putting it right into your device. Who knows what kind of voltage you're getting? You know, each device needs some, you know, particular voltage to charge it correctly and to keep it running for years and years and not fry it. Our devices are guaranteed to charge it at its correct rate. So with that said, if it takes you 2 hours to charge your phone from the wall, it'll take you 2 hours with the Solio as well, since it's mimicking that output.
What's the price point of each of the individual models, and where can people find more information?
Definitely. So our H1000, smallest of the three, retails for $69.95. Our classic model is $99.95, and our newest Magnesium Edition is $199.95. You can find us, if you're just popping along at the stores, you can find us at REI's, one of our biggest retailers. You can also find out a ton more information and purchase them online from our online store at www.solio.com.
Great. Thanks for your time. Good luck at the show.
All right. Thank you so much.
Very cool product and something I definitely have to get. I think that that could come in handy on any multi-day cycling adventure, or even just as sort of a just-in-case, you get trapped out there someplace and, you know, you're trying to use your cell phone, your two-way radio, you start running out of power, to know that you've got this handy, that's really good insurance, and I really like that. We're going to talk a lot about insurance on this show. We have even more coverage of other items of insurance coming up. But before we get to those items of insurance, which are coming up at the end of this show, you know, I was walking by a booth called Sportline, and I saw something really interesting, and I thought I'd stop and talk to John Stearns, the Senior Vice President of Sales for Sportline, about what I saw, and I think it'll become self-explanatory in the interview. I'm at the Sportline booth. I'm talking to John Stearns, and I walked by John, and I saw that you've got these heart rate watches, but I didn't see a single chest strap. And I know that you've got some experience with heart rate monitors, so how is it possible that you're able to do this and get accuracy?
Yeah, very good. Well, first, I was with Polar for 10 years, Polar Heart Rate Monitors for 10 years, where their technology works purely with chest straps. Ours is contact heart rate, and we have a license on the most accurate form of contact heart rate. What you basically do on our units is you touch your finger to a conductive electrode, the back of the watch. You complete a circuit through your body. Okay, by touching, it completes the circuit, and it picks up the same heart rate wave that you would pick up if you had a chest strap on. Our accuracy is rated to Polar's EKG accurate, which is plus or minus 1 to 2 beats per minute. And number of different features, from calorie counting, just basically as you go up the line from entry level at a price point of $29 up to a one that would have an analog feature, analog watch and heart rate feature, where it could be up to $159.
And as he's saying this, he's pushing the button on his very cool-looking watch, and all of a sudden, what appears to be an LED comes on and shows what your heart rate is.
Exactly, and that's how it works. And again, it works off contact again by me touching my fingers here. It completes the circuit, and it picks up the heart rate.
That's really amazing. And then you've also got ones that have a built-in pedometer as well for people who are walking or running?
Absolutely, and they work off an accelerometer principle in which it measures, it does thousands of samplings up and down, side to side, and diagonally. It measures movement, overall body movements, and that how it calculates steps, as opposed to some of our entry-level pedometers, which work on a mechanical pendulum. This is basically a digital reading that you get based upon your body movements.
Makes sense. And then you've got these really cool water bottles with some built-in technology as well. Tell me about how that works, and for a cyclist, how that will help them. You know, if they're out and they're doing a couple-hour ride, how will it help make sure that they get the hydration they need?
Absolutely. This is the Hydra Coach, and we have also licensed the exclusive technology for this item. We launched it last year, and it's been very successful. Basically, what it does is it calculates your hydration goal, okay, based upon the body weight you entered. It tracks your hydration goal throughout the day, what percentage you are to goal of that hydration goal through the day, and it motivates you to make sure when you see you're falling below the percentage that you should be, it motivates you to drink and drink more. Now, the calculation as it applies to an active athlete can override the automatic calculation that is factored in just, again, based upon body weight. But based upon activity level, there's a scale that they know they can increase their intake of water based upon their level of intensity and duration of intensity.
And so how does that work? Is that an actual water bottle itself, and it's got the calculator or the computer built into it?
Correct, yes. And what it does is there's an impeller. Okay, so as you're sucking the water out of the bottle, the impeller spins. And there's a switch that picks up that rotation and calculates the amount of water that's going and passing through the impeller.
What does something like that cost?
That's $29.99 retail. So really an affordable item when you think about the technology.
Yeah, they're all very affordable. Where can people find more information?
You can find out more information by going onto our website, which is sportline.com. We just redid our website. We're very proud of it. But feel free to log on and take a look at all of our different items.
Great. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Now, obviously, a heart rate monitor that requires you to take literally one of your hands off the handlebars probably is not the best idea for outdoor cycling, for road cycling, mountain biking, etc. But, you know, if you are cycling indoors or you're cross training, you're running, you're hiking, you're walking, whatever it is you're doing, this is a great way to do that. Follow your heart rate without having to wear a heart rate strap. So I thought that was kind of cool. I think the water bottle is cool too. So I thought that was a neat booth to stop by and an interesting interview. Well, next up is a product that I'm really excited about. This is the GoPro Helmet Hero Helmet Cam. And I was lucky enough to get a sample of this from Nick, the managing director of the company, and the guy who I'm about to interview here at Outdoor Retailer. And the reason he gave me a sample was, number one, this way I can bring you more helmet cam video for the show, whether that's mountain biking or road cycling, and I think that that's really cool. And we're going to use this on the upcoming Fredcast Tours Transalpine Adventure this summer. So I'm actually going to be able to bring you helmet cam video of us climbing the Dolomites as we travel from Salzburg to Venice. So here's my interview with Nick, who is very dynamic and very enthusiastic about his product. I'm in the GoPro booth with Nick Woodman. Nick's the founder of the company. And just real quick, before we get into the details, tell me what your product is.
GoPro, we make wearable cameras for sports. So what we're here showing today at Outdoor Retailer Winter is our wearable camera system, the Helmet Hero, which is a mini digital camera you can wear on your helmet or attach to your ski boots or your bike frame or your ski bindings or any other gear you have to get really interesting digital photos and videos during your favorite sports.
And I mean, I've seen kayaks and surfboards and all sorts of different things. Where'd you come up with the idea?
I actually came up with the idea on a 3-month surf trip around Australia. I was trying to capture photos of my friends surfing, and it was really difficult. And so I started brainstorming and cutting up surf leashes and this and that, and rushed home to patent an idea I had for a wearable wrist camera. And the wrist camera proved so popular and helped us grow GoPro to the point where we could develop the product further into a wearable camera system that not only attaches to the wrist but also attaches to, you know, helmets and gear, just making it really simple to capture amazing images during your favorite sports.
Now, did you have a background in electronics or in optics or anything like that before that, or just surfing?
I was an art major, and I was actually an art major because I wimped out on mechanical engineering. So I'm a mechanical engineer at heart. But my art major gave me a lot of creative energy. And so we work with professional electrical engineers developing the cameras and professional mechanical engineers developing the camera. But I'm the idea guy behind it. I just hire people a lot smarter than me to actually build it.
So, of course, the heart of the device is the camera itself. Tell me a little bit about the technical details of the camera.
Well, the camera itself is a little core unit of a camera. It's not much bigger than a small box of wooden matches. Very light, very durable. It has very low mass, so it's really durable. And it shoots 3-megapixel stills and TV resolution 30 frames per second video with sound. scales really well on today's modern big LCD screens. As you see here, we're running the video on 46-inch screens, full screen, and it looks great. The sound is great. The durability and functionality of the camera really come from the fact that we mount it in a very small polycarbonate case that's waterproof to 100 feet. And this case not only protects the camera, but it'll also allow you to mount the camera quick release mounting to helmets, bikes, skis, boots, etc. So you can quickly click on, click off the camera to your favorite gear, move the camera around during your session, so you're getting multiple angles, multiple views, and the camera's so light and tough, you don't really need to worry about it. There's not many cameras you're going to mount on the chainstay of your mountain bike, but this camera's designed for that, so you get some pretty great bug-eye views of your ride or of your ski, what have you.
What kind of memory does the camera use?
Uses a standard SD card size. You can run up to a 2 gigabyte card, which will get you 3,500 3-megapixel photos or 56-57 minutes of video. You can shoot shorter clips if you want, but what's nice is when you're using lithiums or Energizer battery, rechargeable batteries, you can shoot just over 2 hours of video just on two AAAs. So for outdoors, it's great because you're out and about, and just two AAAs is going to be more than enough footage for one day out.
Okay, so now, you don't have the visual here, but Nick looks like he might be riding the special bus because he's wearing his helmet today. But the reason for that is because he's got so many different mounts on there, and there's even more mounts out on the table and around. Tell me all the different places right now where you can mount the camera and maybe where in the future you might be able to mount the camera.
Well, right now, just from the Helmet Hero kit, just the one product, Helmet Hero, without buying any external accessories that we sell, additional accessories, you can mount it on vented helmets, non-vented helmets. You can mount it on your bike frame, your ski boots, your bindings. We have several curved and flat mounts that use 3M's strongest double-sided tape. I mean, this stuff holds semi-siding on semi-containers. They don't weld that anymore. They use this tape. So the mount's only coming off if you really want to take it off. And so it comes with several of these mounts, so you can outfit about 5 different pieces of equipment or helmets. It comes with a head strap, so for non-helmeted activities, you can wear the camera on your head like wearing a headlamp. And then if you want to do more with the camera and mount it more places, we sell a suction cup mount that stays on airplanes on the outside of the fuselage up to 140 miles an hour for 3 hours. I mean, these things are bomber. So mounting to your kayak, mounting to your car windshield, mounting to your exterior bodywork, your snowmobile, what have you. That's a $30 suction cup that we sell. We sell a seat post and handlebar mount called the Ride Hero that's $20. That if you log on to GoProCamera.com, you can see some epic footage mountain biking full tilt downhill from Sea Otter expert class winner Craig Sanchez going full tilt in Montero, California, being a bug on his seat post and see what that looks. And it's incredibly stable. So again, that's at GoProCamera.com, that video. And that's a $20 part. We make expansion kits with more mounting parts that if you just want to grow your system for $20, you get a bunch more flat mounts and curved surface mounts. And then, we're always working on new products. As the demand grows, we're working on a line of mounts for motorsports. So it's we're moving into some pretty intense markets, and so we're developing some pretty intense accessories.
Actually able to pay for that 3-month vacation in Australia, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, fortunately, business is good enough. I don't have time for that. But doing R&D, driving race cars, and going heli skiing and stuff, that's not so bad either. So we're having a good time at GoPro.
Sounds like fun. Okay, so give us the website again and tell us how much the helmet cam is.
The Helmet Hero is $169.99. Tons of bike retailers and outdoor retailers have it now, so check with your local retailer first. If they don't have it, just go, hey man, why aren't you guys going pro? Like, stock the Helmet Hero so that you can buy it from them. But if you can't find it at a local retailer, you can find it online at GoProCamera.com for $169.99. And when you do get a camera, please send us your footage, because we're always stoked to see what you guys are up to. And if looks like you're ripping pretty hard, we just might sponsor you.
That's awesome. Nick, I got to tell you, you have one of the most crowded booths I've seen here today. Congratulations, and thanks for the interview.
All right. Thanks a ton. Appreciate it.
This is a really cool product and one that I'm really looking forward to using and having the ability to bring video to the Fredcast. I want to do more of that in the future, and this is going to really help. And as I do that, you'll get an idea of what the video looks like. But I have to tell you, 3-megapixel still photos and digital video that is scalable up on these 46-inch LCD monitors that looks really beautiful. So we'll bring more of that to you in the future. Thanks to Nick for that interview from GoPro. Now, next up, and I say this in the interview, this is actually one of the main reasons I went to the show, was to see this product. So I'll let it speak for itself. I think that this is something that a lot of you may find very interesting, and it's some of that insurance I told you about earlier. Okay, one of the main reasons I came to the show today was to see the company whose booth I'm standing in now. I'm with Tim Crosby from Spot, and he has a little device in front of him, about the size of a radar detector for a little bit of perspective, about the size of his BlackBerry that he just pulled out of his pocket. Tim, tell me about Spot.
Spot is a revolutionary new product that takes your GPS coordinates and it transmits it to the outside world to let people know where you are. So it has four main functions. The first and the most important function is the 911. You depress the 911 key, you put it into a 911 mode, and what it will do is take your GPS coordinate every 5 minutes and transmit it to an emergency response center named Geos Alliance. And what Geos will do, they'll dispatch the most appropriate emergency responder based on your lat and long that the Spot unit's sending them.
Okay, so a couple of questions about that. Number one, is that only in the U.S.? Is it only in North America? Does it work all over the world? How does that work?
It works all over the world, virtually in all of our areas that we provide coverage. So we're not totally global, but we're in about 130 countries across the globe, and we provide service in all those countries. And Geos is an international emergency response company, so they're quite well-versed globally.
Does that work on a radio signal, a cell signal?
It works on a satellite signal. So the device itself has a GPS receiver in it to get the GPS fix, and it has a satellite transmitter that sends it out over commercial satellite network, your GPS coordinates.
Okay, so now I'm out, as happened to a friend recently, I'm out mountain biking with a buddy. My cell phone doesn't work. My buddy breaks his leg. We need emergency response. I push that button. What happens next?
The message will make it to Geos. And Geos will dispatch the most appropriate emergency responder based on your location.
And how do I know they got the message?
The device has an LED display, and based on the sequence of flashing of the lights, will let you know that the message is being transmitted. The 911 message is transmitted every 5 minutes until you cancel it or the batteries wear out in the device, which consequently is 7 days on an every 5 minutes. So you're rest assured that the message is going to make to Geos, and Geos is going to dispatch emergency responders.
Very important. What are the other functions of the device?
The other functions are for perhaps emergencies, but not life-threatening emergencies. Spot works in conjunction with a web client. When you go to activate the device, you get a secure password to this web client. And the second function that it has is a help function. And what you can do via this web client is you go in and type a small 115-character message. So I'm out mountain biking in my local area. You have some type of, and you can set up to 5 email addresses and 5 cell phones for a text message that message gets sent to. So when you depress and enable the help function, it transmits every 5 minutes for an hour. It will send that message to your recipient list. And what they see is whatever you've typed in. I've ruined a rim, come and get me. Those folks will see whatever your message is, your lat and long, and they get a link to Google Maps so that they can actually take a click on the link and find out exactly where you are.
Now, what prompted you guys to come up with this product?
Spot is really helps increase one's personal safety, and we just developed the product with that in mind. Lots of existing GPS devices let you know where you are, but they don't let other people know where you are. And when you have an emergency situation, you need to let other people know where you are, and that's why we designed Spot.
So tell me about the other two functions of the device.
The third function is an OK function. Works the same as the help, so you have a small text message, a set of recipients that you can send that to, and that's really designed for you to let people know that you're OK. So if you're going out for a day's ride, perhaps at noon, you click your OK key. That sends a message out to your friends. They know everything's all right. They get the same type of lat and long information. They get your link to Google Maps.
All right, so tell me about the size, the weight of the device, what kind of batteries it takes, et cetera.
It's 7.4 ounces. It's waterproof. It's salt fog rated. It's a very rugged device. It uses AA lithium batteries.
Rechargeable batteries?
Unfortunately, not rechargeable, but the Energizer style works fine.
And the retail price of the device?
The retail price of the device is $169.99, and it requires an annual subscription fee. So for your 911, your help, and your OK, that's $99 a year. The fourth feature that I did mention earlier is it has a tracking function. Press and hold the OK key. That puts this device into a tracking mode, and what it will do over a 24-hour period is every 10 minutes we'll upload your GPS position to the web client so that you'll be able to have a breadcrumb trail to follow your exact steps where you've been, and that service is an additional $49 a year.
Excellent. And so, Tim, where can people find out more information?
You can go to findmespot.com. We have all kinds of information about the use of the product, some testimonials about customers that have used it, all of our press releases. There's a dealer locator, so you can find the local areas there, the best place to buy it in your local area.
That's great. Tim, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Really nice product, something that I think can really save some lives out there in the wilderness. And I think the price is pretty good, the initial investment. I think some people might balk at the monthly fee, but you know what? If you are a backcountry skier, if you're a backcountry hiker, mountain climber, mountain biker, any of the things that a lot of us do that put us out of touch of cell sites, out of touch of regular civilization, having something like this is a lifesaver. Think what you pay for your car insurance and how often you've actually needed to use it. And now think about your friends and how often they could have used a product just like this. So I wouldn't balk at that monthly or that annual fee. If you think about it, really is pennies a day to make sure that when you need somebody to help you, when you're in the middle of nowhere on your mountain bike or on a hike or backpacking, whatever it really is really cheap insurance. And I think that this is a great product. Now, admittedly, it's the first generation of this product. I think that in my personal opinion, and I mentioned this when I was talking after the interview, it would be really nice if it had a little keypad on it, maybe an LCD display, so that instead of a canned message, you might actually be able to send a custom message when you need help. And the display would be nice because then it would tell you whether or not help had been summoned, if they were on their way. I think that that might be a really nice feature. Of course, it would be more expensive, but for a nice basic unit that's going to give you that insurance and the assurance of knowing that somebody is going to help you if you have a problem in the middle of nowhere, I think that this is a really nice product. Now, remember, that impression is just based on about 5 minutes standing at the booth and looking at it. I'd love the opportunity to test it and see how well it works, but based on initial impressions, it looks pretty good. Now, along those same lines, but with a slightly different take on what's needed in a personal locator or emergency device when you're out there in the middle of nowhere, I ran across the TrackMe booth and I had a chance to talk to Brent Turner, the general manager of TrackMe North America, and here's what I learned about their product. I'm at the TrackMe booth and I'm talking to Brent Turner. Brent, tell me a little bit about TrackMe and what we're looking at.
TrackMe is a new device, locator device from Australia. And it's new to the world, basically. It's developed by a couple of paraglider pilots that lost some of their friends over there. It is a radio frequency locator device. So there's no satellites. There's no subscriptions. It's very small. It only weighs an ounce and a half. It's about the size of the little thing that opens your car with a push button. It's really tiny, but it's $99 at retail. It's quite inexpensive. And it depends on somebody being reported as missing. So if somebody is reported as missing, they're up that trail somewhere, you go and look for them using a regular trail radio. So just a basic FRS family radio service radio tuned to channel 1. It's got a range of about a mile on the trail or about 20 miles from the air. So once you pick up that signal, you know you're within a mile, and then you can start using either the signal strength indicator on your radio or in conjunction with the GPS to plot exactly where the TrackMe is located.
Or again, if you're out there and you're lost and you've been reported as lost and search and rescue is looking for you, they're going to be able to use radio direction finding to find you.
Exactly. Yeah, we're on 462, channel 462, which is channel 1.
And so how long does the battery last in the TrackMe, and is it something that expires?
The battery lasts for 10 years, but it's a single-use product. If you actually use it in an emergency, we replace it for free. And once the TrackMe is opened up, it broadcasts a signal. Every 15 seconds for 7 days, it says help emergency. So basically, you've got 7 days for somebody to find you, which is a pretty long time.
And so you're out there, you're on the trail, you're lost, it's cold, maybe you're hurt. How do you activate it?
You activate it simply by pulling it apart. You hold the top ring at the top of the TrackMe and the yellow portion of the bottom, and it's about a 1 pound pull, and it pulls apart, and then it's activated.
Okay, now I know that in different countries, family radio service, public walkie-talkie frequencies are on different frequencies. Is this just for North America?
The one that we sell here is just for North America. Yep, only here. But we do have we are starting to sell it in Australia as well, and eventually we'll be in other countries too.
Good. So no subscription fees, just a one-time use thing to say, just in case I'm lost, you're going to be able to find me if you know basically in what area I'm in.
Right, right. It's basically an inexpensive, lightweight insurance policy.
Okay, one more time. Give us a price and where people can find out more information.
The price is $99.95, and you can find out all about it at trackme.com.
Great. Thanks a lot for your help.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So as you can see, a slightly different take on a very similar concept, and that is giving you the tools necessary to make sure that if you are out there, you can still be found. Two different products, two different philosophies. I was very impressed with both of them. They both made sense to me. So you can go ahead and check both of those out. There are links in the show notes, and there are also links right in the enhanced podcast file. And so that's the coverage from Outdoor Retailer Winter Market 2008. As you can tell, not a whole lot of cycling-related products there, but a lot of products that I think that you would probably be interested in. There was a lot of winter sports clothing and skis and snowboards and things like that. There is a summer show also, which will be held this summer. I will be going to that and be providing you coverage from that show. But I thought that you'd like to get a taste, just a little taste, of what goes on at the Outdoor Retailer Winter Market. Hope you enjoyed that coverage. Let me know if you have any questions or comments about the items that we talked about on today's show. One more thing to tell you about today, and that is the fact that we have finally posted the information about this year's Fredcast Tour. As I've told you before, this is called the Transalpine Adventure. We are riding our bikes from Salzburg, Austria to Venice, Italy. This is taking place June the 25th through July 4th, and I finally have details online. Let me give you just a little bit of information, and then you can head over to the website. Of course, there is a link in the show notes and also in the Enhanced Podcast. I'll stop saying that in a couple of shows, I'm sure. Now listen, cyclists all over the world know the Dolomites. That's the part of the Alps that is always featured very prominently in every Giro d'Italia every year, and in 2008, it's no exception. As I say on the website, you've seen the photos of the towering spires, the craggy cliffs, and the twisting mountain roads, and you've wondered, what would it be like to get on my own bike and to ride through those mountain passes? Your legs are aching, your lungs are burning, and hopefully you've got a smile plastered on your sweaty face. Well, here's your chance to prove your mettle on some of cycling's most famous climbs. You'll get a chance to tour some of the most romantic and beautiful spots in Europe and perhaps in the whole world, and come home with memories that will last a lifetime. Now, granted, this is intended for strong cyclists. It's van and guide supported. It lasts 10 days and 9 nights. There's 2 nights in beautiful Zell am See, Austria, 2 nights in Corvara, which is near Cortina, which, if you know Cortina, you know that it's known for its food and for its shopping and, of course, for its sights. And then a 2-night stay in Marostica near the famous Bassano del Grappa. Remember a few shows ago when Casey told us about his trip to Bassano and the Italian Cycling Center? We're going to have a chance to go to the Italian Cycling Center and also, of course, some of the famous ceramics factories there in Bassano. Oh, and by the way, Bassano's known for what? Grappa, which is a strong Italian liqueur, and we are going to drink that on the final night before we head into Venice when the trip ends on July 4th. And the great thing is, July 4th, besides being a holiday for many of us, at least here in the United States, it's also a Friday. So that means if you don't want to go home that day, spend the weekend in Venice or use it as a jumping off point to explore more of beautiful Northern Italy or other parts of Europe. This is going to be a great trip. Now, one of the biggest questions that I've been asked is, oh my goodness, you're going to Europe. The dollar's down, the euro is up. This is going to be, it's going to cost a mint. $2,750 gets you this 10-night amazing cycling trip through this beautiful part of the world on a Fredcast tour. Yes, I'm going, and yes, as you well know, I'm training for it. Oh, and by the way, for those of you who sign up for this tour, we're going to be doing some special things. I'll be announcing some of those over the weeks and months to come. But one of those, I spoke to the folks at CompuTrainer, and they have agreed to offer an extremely special discount for those of you who sign up for this trip for CompuTrainer. Why? Because we are going to create the routes for this trip on the CompuTrainer. You will actually be able to train for the trip on the exact routes we'll be riding at home before you ever leave the comfort of your own home. You will have experienced these climbs. You will have trained on these climbs. Same kind of things that Lance and a lot of the professional riders do before the Tour de France or the Giro d'Italia. They go out and pre-ride. Well, you don't have the time or the money to go on several trips to Europe before this trip. You don't have to. You'll be able to do it from home because CompuTrainer is offering this special discount to those of you who come. For now, if you're interested in going, send me an email, thefredcast@gmail.com. I'll let you know what you need to do as far as sending in a deposit, and we will get the registration form out to you. This is an amazing trip at an incredible price considering today's exchange rate between at least the United States and Europe. And I hope that you will join us. I've already got several people who are interested in signing up. I expect they'll be signing up this week. There's only 19 spots available because I make the 20th. 19 spots available. You need to get your reservation in as quickly as possible. I've put a link in the show notes to where you can find information on the trip. But of course, just go to fredcasttours.com. You'll find all the information you need to know. I'm looking forward to the trip. I'm looking forward to riding with you. Sign up today. Well, that's almost going to do it for this week's show. Of course, thank you for listening and thank you for staying subscribed. Thank you for spreading the word, writing iTunes reviews, telling your friends and ride partners about the Fredcast, and voting for us at Podcast Alley. If you'd like to contact us, please do so via email. The email address is thefredcast@gmail.com. You can also send me audio comments that way or audio comments on our Fredcast phone line, area code 435-258-6FRED. That's 435-258-6373, or Skype the Fredcast. And there's also links on the webpage at www.thefredcast.com as to how you can send a voicemail just using your computer and a microphone and no additional software needed. Of course, if you're ever interested in what's going on in the life of the show, in my life, or why in the world I haven't given you a Fredcast in a couple of days, one of the best ways, well, the best way to follow me is to follow my Twitter feed. And you can find a link to that on the webpage. But really simply, go to www.twitter.com, twitter.com/Fredcast, and sign up there to either get my updates on your computer or your cell phone or both. There's about 150 people following me on Twitter right now. That's a fraction of the listenership. I think I've got about 100 times plus more listeners right now to the show. And seriously, if you want to follow, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything other than if you get it on your cell phone, other than standard text charges that your cellular carrier may impose. But it is a great way to know what's going on with the show. And I also post occasional cycling news when it comes up, and I think that it's important. So go ahead and check that out. I think that you will get a lot out of it. Something else I hope that you get a lot out of is something that I've been doing since day one here on the Fredcast, and that's bringing you PodSafe cycling music. Now, Some of you have asked me, what does that mean, pod safe? Well, I can't play most commercial music on the podcast. The only way that I could is if I paid companies like BMI and ASCAP a fairly sizable fee to allow me to play copyrighted music on the show. Instead, all these independent artists have gone on and created PodSafe music, which is royalty-free and allows me to play it here on the show. Every once in a while, however, a mainstream commercial band will release some PodSafe music, and that's what I'm bringing you tonight. You've all heard of the Black Crowes. Well, they have released some PodSafe music on the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. This song is called Goodbye, Daughters of the Revolution. I enjoyed it a lot. I hope that you do too. And between this show and next, sign up for the Fredcast Transalpine Adventure. Enjoy the music, but most of all, enjoy the ride.